And when Theresa May took so long to even defend her own citizens, let alone the thousands of refugees who will be affected by Donald Trump's policy, then I got very, very scared. So everyone who's here tonight will have different political opinions. We're all from very different political organisations, the local NGOs, the other organisations. So there's great variety, and we may not agree on lots of these things in politics. But it does truly warm me that we all stand here together and that we do not accept that the Prime Minister of this country does not stand up for the freedom of British citizens and for the equal freedom of all and for minorities and for the targeting of minorities. So whatever our differences, we can all agree that there is a standard of decency that we expect from those who proclaim to live by the values of democracy, freedom and equality. So I hope we can show today that we expect more of our leaders. At the very least, we expect that they can stand up for their own citizens, whatever their faith, whatever their dual nationality. I hope we can show Theresa May that there comes a time in history when enough is enough. And I hope we can show those who are concerned about security that they ought to be concerned about the targeting of racial minorities and of the incitement of racial hatred. But that's a security issue that concerns us all. Sheffield, we stand united against hatred. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming.